Welcome back to AudioMo, and this one is for Tuesday the 9th of July. And this is another 6 minute story, and I've got to confess the idea behind this came from a very poorly remembered radio play, I think, that was on Radio 4 many years ago, and the idea behind the play kind of stuck with me. So when I saw the opening line, "Good night," I thought this kind of came up. So this is my version of someone else's idea, but I have no idea whose it is. So if you do know where this story originally came from, then I'd love to you to leave a comment and tell me where to find the original story. And it's called Hide and Seek. "Good night." The cracks of light from the dusty attic had faded. Even through the lid of this chest, it seemed obvious that evening had fallen. Why had the young master not returned? Why was I so thirsty? I'd not wanted to play the young master's silly game of hide-and-seek. He'd insisted. Just after his gentry friends had laughed at him, when they'd spotted the way he looked distractedly at me cleaning the grate. His high and mighty friends had laughed and joked the way the butcher's apprentice did at market day. The young master seemed upset and shot me a glance that broke my heart. We'd always been friends, when no one was looking, since we'd been children playing in the stables. So he'd helped me to hide, the young master, and fastened the lid, whispering it would throw my pursuers off the scent. And he was the young master, so what could I do? What could I say? He'd come in the morning. Once he'd thought I'd learnt whatever lesson of insolence he thought I'd needed. Surely then. But I'm so thirsty. Sleep now. Such a long sleep. 200 years. Tomorrow he'd come. He promised, and wasn't I his favourite? Didn't we promise we'd always love each other no matter what? Good night.